Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like they're living forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the information superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, August 19, 2020. Ray Ren 98 here, along with.
Good morning, TNT. It is another Wednesday morning, and we are back again. Everybody hoping we wouldn't be, but here we are. So, Ray, do we send anything out?
No, sir.
Nothing? Dang. Well, I guess that makes for a boring day, guys. So, we didn't send anything out because everybody's waiting to see what happens. Not a whole lot of news. Not in Iraq. Not here. Everybody probably saw the video with Pompeo discussing what they talked about so far, which is nothing we didn't already know. The economy, the soldiers staying over there, what it's going to take to make Iraq work. Not a lot of articles out this morning. The funniest thing and the biggest thing is Maliki talking about Al-Kazimi being over here doesn't really mean anything. Because that's what he's saying. He said, so what? That don't mean nothing. He went to America. Maliki said, I went to America 5 times. So, which is funny. He is trying to get some attention, but at the same time, he's saying, that don't mean a lot of nothing because he went to America. Nothing else has changed. And basically, that's where we're at. So, the banks are still there, so I can tell you that, and I don't know why, because I absolutely, positively, things going to happen this week. Even though they're saying it could be any minute, and we know it could, it just doesn't make sense for it to be any minute. They're still discussing things now, coming up with agreements. Most of them won't be announced. Either he said there's some announcements coming up until after they meet with Trump on Thursday. And the conclusion at that when we'll see things. So I don't see anything happening. And then Friday is their holy day. They're not going to do it then while they're in country. So our first chance of seeing anything, if it happened immediately, would be Saturday. Well, we'll see. Texas is not there. Somebody asked me a really good question this morning, and she's a fairly smart lady. And she told me she's been getting this question all morning. So I'm going to answer it for everybody. It is, what is the purpose of these meetings? Why did Iraq come over here and do all this if not to announce the RV? Well, guys, we didn't want it to be to kiss the ring or kiss something else. And not that it wasn't. But the reality is the RV, the reform package, everything is more than just the money. They have to come over here and make sure it's going to be in place. That's the support with the economy. The businesses are going to come. Everybody feels comfortable that everything else that the citizens want is going to be fulfilled along with the money and that the corruption is removed and they have a plan to do it. Now, we know they've been working on all those things, but maybe this is a finalization. Maybe this is, you know, putting the last piece of their puzzle together, surely not ours, but of their puzzle of how all this is going to work. And the reality is they do need to know that before they release the money. Make sure everybody's in agreement. Even with what Baghdad and Kurdistan are doing, they want to have some kind of agreement before they release the money. If not, I mean, once the money's released, it could go anywhere and everywhere. And nothing would have to change if they do it before. They have an understanding that they just released the money. It's just more money for the corrupt. So, again, they said they're going to bring Parliament back and finalize some laws next week, which I don't think are required. makes sense. But these agreements right now, so the people know what's going on with the U.S., what's going on with the, you know, soldiers being in country, what kind of support are we offering? And he said, for some unknown reason, and it's not really unknown, but they just gave Iraq another $206 million today. And the reason is that even when the RV occurs, even when it occurs, and the value of their currency goes up, they will still need more money to operate with immediately. They will still need more money to build the things that they're saying they're doing and bring in the businesses they're going to bring in until they catch up for where they're supposed to be, until oil prices go back up and they have a surplus. They're still going to need help. Their money's just going to be worth more. That's all. So don't think that's strange for them to do that, because it's really natural. So with that, Ray, let's do what we do.
All right. So first question is, Onyx 55 says, since you gave us bad news on Monday, I know you have plenty of news today. When can we expect 800 numbers?
I don't even know if I need to talk to Onyx or whatever. There's nothing changed. You can't expect them today. And I have no idea, and nobody told me to be on the lookout for them, because I don't expect them this week. I know some other people are telling you, them tonight, or Trump's going to make some kind of announcement, but I'm not one of those people.
All right. Christian says, Zim scenario. If I can personally get 15 cents, but I can negotiate 30 cents for a humanitarian, do I have to use all of the money at 30 cents for humanitarian purposes? Or can I use half of it personally for family and legacy, another the other half for humanitarian?
Okay. So my understanding, people that I have talked to, is humanitarian projects have no play in the ZIM rate at all. None. And I've said that for years. How are they going to sit there in a 20-minute meeting and determine if your humanitarian project makes sense to the rest of the world or not? They're not going to be able to, and they never were going to be able to. So that didn't make sense. The only thing I heard about humanitarian and ZIM was if you were trying to get $1 to $2, it would take up to 90 days, had to be approved by Zimbabwe. That's the only thing I know about humanitarian projects and the ZIM. And none of us are doing that anymore anyway. They decided that you could get up to 33 cents. They were giving out 26. You could get up to 33 cents if you simply had 10 hundred trillion notes or the equivalent thereof. Nothing about humanitarian projects, nothing about getting paid out in 20 years, nothing about what percentage you had to do anything with. Have 10 hundred trillion notes or the equivalent thereof, you can get up to 33 cents. That's the requirement.
Larry One says, Tony, since Monday you weren't very excited, what's your opinion of this happening this month, or do you feel this will go another month?
You know, I was looking at the calendar today and saying, okay, so they didn't do it before they got here, which would have made sense and made all of us happy, and they could look like they were coming from, you know, a little position of power instead of begging and warning, but they didn't do that. We're going to know on Thursday exactly what they got away with or what they're leading with. I don't see it on Friday, right, because it's their religious day, unless it's Friday night. Like I always said, Friday after the markets close. Monday, they could wait, see if the reform papers come out. The white paper, they call it, with all the reforms in there. Along with next week or by the end of the month, they said they're going to submit the 2020 budget now and the 2021 budget, which would all be signs of telling us. So Monday's the 24th, it's 31 days in the month. That's going to leave us 7 days. I was hoping they would do it before the end of the month, especially since the banks have been sitting there all this time telling us any minute. Since the Treasury moved all this money, put it in place, and are telling us any minute. Since everybody, including us, wanted, needed, and got to have it any minute. While I can't say I feel good about this week, I still am hopeful for by the end of the month that this thing will be over with. Just on a surprise. Now, the other thing they were doing is again, putting the budget out for 2020. And they're going back and forth with it, guys, if you didn't hear it or see it, of why waste the time, why do it for 4 months, why not do it for 4 months, how do we justify it? And we know that's just from everybody's opinion, because most of the articles are just that, somebody else's opinion, most of them, instead of the actual facts. But it makes sense to get it done. So all that to say, I feel good about actually the end of the month than I do any other time, but it could go. All right, what's next, Rick?
Booyah says, my question is regarding the OFAC list, which to my understanding deals with countries funding terrorism. Iraq is on this list. Can they RV their currency while being on this list?
Are they on the list? Because I thought they were removed from the list like 2-3 months ago. I could be wrong, but I don't think they're on that list anymore. Now, the European list, they put them on their list to watch, but I thought the U.S. removed them off of the OFAC list. All right, what's next?
Let's see, Stephen R., Florida. He's at work today, but today is his birthday. He can't get into the form to post, so he sent it by way of carrier pigeon. Anyway, Stephen R., happy birthday.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Happy birthday, Stephen R. of Florida. All right, let's go to the boards. Talk to some live individuals. Caller, area code 214. You are on. Area code, you're on.
Yes, this is Pork Chop from DFW. I was wanting to know if who actually has control, the Treasury, the Federal Reserve? You say Trump don't have nothing. I want to know who's stopped it the last times, all these times it's supposed to RV. Jerome Powell or the chairman or the 16 Federal Reserves or whatever there is. And did you have any sources in the Federal Reserve, Tony?
Okay. So as far as I can go and tell you everything is the U.S. stops it, and they stop it through the Treasury when they're trying to get it through because the U.S. has the veto power to do that. Now, who's sitting in there making that decision every time? Do they go all the way to Trump and say, hey, do you want us to do this or not? Or do they go to, what's his name, the vice president? Or do they go to Mnuchin? Or do they go to some CEO? I don't know who that guy is, who Trump said, hey, you handle this. You make that decision every time. So I can't call any one person out and say, everybody send this guy hate mail or call him or blame him for doing it. Because as far as most people would tell you, it's Tony's fault. It didn't get done. He said this or that. He said something. So we know it stops with the U.S. And we're not going to do it until everything that we want was agreed upon. Or they're simply going to take advantage of whatever they can until it's time to get done. If you looked at the movie that we sent out last week, if you looked at what I sent you guys about the Federal Reserve, you know it's just as crooked over here as it is over there. And we're just waiting for somebody to give us our chance to get in. That's all.
All right. Thank you so much. That's all I have. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
423 area code. You are on.
Both of you, it's always great to hear you talking, share your insights, evaluations, and thanks again.
All right.
Clarification. A few weeks ago, a question was asked about the bank that says they will be exchanging Zim. The question was asked if that is the same bank as the bank that says the contract rate for Dong. And I think I've heard both ways. Would you clarify, Tony?
Two separate banks.
Two separate banks.
Two separate banks.
Thank you. Please tell us something we would like to hear that you've not already told us.
Well, I can tell you something that should make you feel good, but not that I haven't told you before. But supposedly we did have somebody talk to the bank again this week, and they continue to offer that $8 rate, which is surprising. Again, they don't start at that $8, but if you're negotiating, we'll go up to that $8. So the fact that we know it's still on the table is a good thing. Other than that,
that's
you guys
it?
Probably know everything I know, except for it's not happening. Go ahead.
Yeah, and we know it's not happened yet. So, in your opinion, if you go to the bank that says they're going to do the Zim and you say, you know, there's this other bank that says they're dealing up to $8 on the dong, does your banker with the Zim say he's willing to negotiate up that way?
He didn't say up to $8, guys. This is only, you know, one exchange location saying this is what we're doing. So I can't speak for every exchange location, or he can't. He can't speak for every situation. Again, and this is where your negotiating skills come in like everybody else. If I have 10 Zim notes and I'm talking to him about the 33 cents and I want this much for my dong, it's going to be different from somebody who has 40 or 50 Zim notes, and they're saying, I want this much for my dog. Okay? So, and I think they're going to look at that differently, knowing that, well, this guy really can't spend this kind of money, so it's all going to sit here in the bank anyway, and we can make money with it, may come to a different conclusion. And that's where I say you guys have to look at your situation and try to negotiate. So, let me give you the best tactic in negotiating, okay? First thing is whoever speaks first and sets the rate loses. So you lost. I can tell you that right now. because I want to know what you're going to give me before I tell you what I want. And here's the second thing, to always remember when negotiating. And that is, reach for the stars and land on the moon. What do you want? I want it all. I want every single bit. Now, let's see what I get, okay?
But what you're saying is, don't say, hey, I've got 50 Zim and I've got a couple hundred million dong and I would like $8 on the dong. Just rather say, I want everything I can get. What's the best you can get? And no matter what they say, you say, that sounds like a good starting position. I want more.
There you go. So I'm not going to go in saying I know anything. First of all, I'm negotiating. I got 100 million dongs. I got 50 Zim notes. What's the best rate that you're offering today? And he tells me, hey, man, that's a whole lot. I can give you 26 cents on the Zim, and I can give you, you know, $4 on the dong. And then I'm going to say, well, okay. I mean, are you sure? Because I've heard from other people that they got $8, $10. They got 40 cents. Oh, no, that didn't happen. So what is the max that could happen? Because I know for a fact that John, who I've known for 30 years, did his exchange, and this is what he got. That's just me talking now. Y'all might think I know for a fact, because I know somebody who already exchanged, and I know that's what they got. So, anyway, you know, just have to play the game. It's negotiating.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you both.
Okay.
All right.
You guys
take
remember
care.
This, too, okay? Everything we discuss and we have, and throughout the years, they've definitely changed the laws on us, changed the rules on us, educated their people on us about what we plan on doing because they have listened to our calls, but they haven't educated each and every one of them to every detail. So long as you know that you actually have the inside track, that guy more than likely is just doing his job where you're negotiating for your future lifestyle.
270.
Good morning, Ray and Tony. How y'all doing?
All right.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
Doing all right. Hope you're feeling better, Tony.
I am feeling better. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Monday you guys kind of caught me off guard, and I forgot about half of my questions because that's the first time I got on call and actually got through.
Okay.
No,
but,
two calls in a row. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of got too excited and got tongue-tied, but I think I got it straight today.
Okay.
All right, Tony, I got a couple questions for you, and then Ray, I've got one for you. All right. Tony. All right, you said the banks that's taking Zim and Dong that's giving the rate on the Dong. Now, will we have to go to one bank or to another bank to get different rates, or can we take the Zim and the Dong both to that same bank that's accepting Zim?
You can take the Zim and Dong and the Dinar and the Rupiah and anything else you have all to one bank, and you can negotiate the highest prices on all of it. Or a price across the board. That's up to you. Now, in your negotiation, you can tell them, look, I know that this bank is giving this rate. You're going to match it or not? Well, if you really can't match it, then let's negotiate on all the rest of this because I'm taking that over there and see what happens.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he comes close enough that it doesn't matter to you. Maybe he says, I can't give you the $8 on the dong, but I can make up for it on the rupiah, or I can make up for it on the dinar. I wasn't going to give you $28.50, but now I will because my system will handle that, or, you know, somewhere else. You can negotiate.
Okay.
So it comes out, right?
All right. And another question is, the guy that I drive for, which I'm in Chicago right now, I haul pizzas for the schools and stuff, his uncle passed away, and he was a Vietnam veteran. He found a box which had $2 million worth of dong in it, but it's the old money, I guess, from back when the war was going on. Now, can he exchange that old currency in, too?
No, it's worthless.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Okay.
Now take them in to verify. But if they're the old Saddam notes, they're worthless.
No. I'm talking about old Vietnam dong money. From Vietnam.
Oh, dong, not
yeah.
Dong. Oh, I have no idea. Take it into the bank and see.
Okay. Well, I just want to kind of get some clarification. Okay, Ray.
Okay.
Now, next question for you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've got a LLC in my trucking name. I know you guys said don't own nothing. Now, when I, you know, buy my house, cars, whatever, do I put all that in my trucking company LLC and make it a reversible trust, or how do I do that?
I don't know about your house being owned by the LLC. You have to talk to your LLC people about that, or whoever helped you put that together.
Okay. All right. Now, Tony, one more question for you. Now, you were talking about these old neighborhoods, you know, needing help, you know, being rebuilt, you know, creating jobs and stuff. And I've been thinking about that. That is a good idea, which, you know, that's the main reason why I'm in, is to help people, you know, that struggle like I have, is to help people get back on their feet and give them, you know, give them a fresh start where, you know, somebody won't.
Absolutely. It's a great idea. And, guys, it's not just an idea, but it's giving back to your community. It's risk, reward is so much greater in those areas by rebuilding, by re-educating, by putting, you know, jobs in those communities. You can see the things that come part of it. And to be perfectly honest, with you guys, and I hope most of you feel the same way. When this happens, I know we all went through it for 12 years, 15 years, however long it's been, because it's been so long, I don't know how long it's been. But in the end, we are truly blessed to even be a part of this. We're blessed to know about it and to benefit from it. So why not give some back? I mean, why not?
That's
help
right.
Somebody.
Yeah, and I'm gonna give, and I'm gonna give to the Wounded Warriors, and I'm gonna give to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. But no, I mean, yeah, I was thinking about that. You know, that is a great idea to put it back into our community, because there's a lot of people that are struggling right now, especially in Kentucky. And you know, to help them get back on their feet, you know, and create more jobs and stuff. Which, you know, I would like to talk to you on more on the side about that, but being on here. But I'm gonna take the heat off both of you guys. I've got a prediction. I say this will hit between anywhere after the 24th to the end of the month, and if it don't, y'all can blame me.
Well, okay. I appreciate that one. So, look, Ray can leave all the grandmas alone there now. It's okay.
That's what my wife said, and my wife said to ask you, when do you think this is going to hit? So I'm going to take the heat off you and save some grandma.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Y'all have a blessed day and enjoy your week. And hopefully if I got any more questions, I'll try to get back on there Friday. But hopefully we want to get back on there Friday.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you, sir.
All right, y'all.
Okay. 281 area code. You are on.
Hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you guys doing today?
Hey.
Fantastic. Yes, sir.
We can get started. Do you have a job?
Now, why you want to be all up in my business over here letting all these 10,000 or more folks know if I got a job or not? What's going on?
Good. They're trying to figure out when do you do it. And you on this call every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I'm retired. I don't work. I'm retired. I wait every day. get up and do nothing. How about that? No, I retired this year, so I can do that. Sit up and do nothing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I have a couple of questions. One of them would be, I'm going to ask you your opinion. In your opinion, do you think with the impasse on Iraq, for one, that Trump would be the key person to trigger this RV, regardless of what other politics going on? I mean, seems like he's the one that's really holding the cards. And I feel like he's going to be the one to trigger this. You know, it may not happen while they're here, but I'm saying as soon as maybe they leave, we may hear something. Because I don't see the benefit in Iraq not doing this, I guess, after all these meetings are over. You know what I'm saying? Like holding it out until another month or two or three or four. What's your opinion? What would be their benefit for not doing it after all of the good stuff that we're hearing now with these meetings so far that are taking place?
Okay, so I don't know that Iraq would have a benefit for not doing it. It would just be maybe they're not capable or ready of doing it, even though. And this is kind of a mixed message because you're asking the Iraq side. Even though the U.S. says they're ready now, everything is done. The Treasury Department is telling me it's all done. The banks are telling me it's all done. And we're saying, then why don't we see it if it's all done? Why are we waiting any minute? Because any minute was, well, they knew what they were going to do during these meetings. They just had to do it. They want it signed, or right in the middle of all this, somebody changed their mind. I told you guys about negotiating, I've been telling you, for years. The key to negotiating is getting somebody to the table. So instead of them telling Iraq, these are the 100 things that you need to do in order to get us to the table, they would give them 5 or 10 things at a time. And they've been doing that over the years. Do this, we'll talk about it. Now do this, and we'll talk about it. And do this. So Iraq never knows when the end of the list is coming. Well, what else do we have to do? I don't know. I'll give you the next 5 things in 2 weeks. But do these in the meantime. And it's going on and on and on. And finally got here, and they said, okay, they got enough things done. Now all we have to do is get it all signed off. But, and that could be, you know, today, tomorrow, Friday morning. Hopefully it's going to be finalized. Are there going to be some issues after that? Yeah. That's why Maliki came out today and doing the interviews. Talking about Al-Kazim in the U.S., big deal. That don't mean anything. He hasn't solved anything. Nothing has changed, if you guys read it. And Maliki's like, well, I went 5 times. So that didn't change anything. Already being negative about it and anticipating things that are going to be said after Thursday. How are those things going to affect it? Are the people going to be happy? Are they going to, you know, rush the streets again and now they have to do it? Are they going to be happy or satisfied and say, okay, it's coming now? Because they told them on Monday the white paper was supposed to be turned in. On Monday, the 100 days for Al-Kazim is up. Did he make any changes? So all that, I think, is going to play into between Monday and the end of the month. And does it really happen? Iraq doesn't gain any advantage by not doing it. None. Still look bad. The corruption is still there. Nothing has changed. Their only advantage is that these agreements force changes in everything else over there. Forces Parliament to do everything they're supposed to do. Let the people know that the U.S. soldiers aren't going anywhere. So that plan doesn't work that you had. And this is how we get there. Now, it may very well give Al-Kazim the authority he needs to go back and say, you're under arrest, you're under arrest, you're under arrest. This is cut off because the U.S. says they got us 1,000%, and they'll put soldiers in the streets. We don't know. But Iraq has no advantage. Now, if we look at the U.S. part, we've seen this game played before with the election. If Trump doesn't get it now or doesn't get it done before November, there's no promise that he can get it done after November. Because he may not be the president, right? It may be a whole new administration. And if he wants to take credit for it or move the money to the positions that they've been haggling for, like everybody else, he has to do it before that election comes. Because after that, nobody's going to pay any attention to him if he doesn't win the election. There'll be no new agreement. Everybody will stall until after February. So there's no advantage to him not doing it because it's not guaranteed for him. Not like it's his last 4 years he can get it done. There's an election getting ready to happen. We saw what happened in Iraq when Obama did that. They gambled with Obadi in the election, and it didn't turn out the way they thought. So I don't think we'll see that. That's all my opinion.
Right. And that was those were going to be my points exactly because, you know, I know Trump would probably want to take credit for this. So I didn't see any benefit of him not wanting to do it or not getting it done. But I felt like it probably would have something to do with the end result of all of these meetings to determine one way or the other if everything went smoothly or if there was a block in the road or something like that that would cause it not to go. But, okay, so if the U.S. knew that they were waiting for these meetings to happen before they released that RV, why would they be calling all these people in beforehand knowing they wasn't going to be calling us in? It was that's confusing to me because it seemed like they were waiting, even though they knew.
They were waiting. So I have people in the Treasury Department that are telling me any minute we should see this.
Right.
Now, they're telling me that based on what their job is, what kind of movement they're seeing for money around the country, the bank, everything else. Got people in the bank telling me we should see this any minute because we're here, we're sitting here, we're twiddling our thumbs, and this ain't getting ready. But guess what? All those people have bosses who are saying, oh, just get them there. We'll do it next week. Get them there. Everybody's in place. Oh, it's just like filling up my swimming pool. Well, I'm going to fill it up for a quarter. Let the temperature go in, and I'm going to add some more to it, and it's done at different levels at different times. This information is flowing different levels, different times. The Treasury had to release something because everybody here says, hey, wait, this is not our normal procedure. This is not what we normally do. Same thing at the bank. Yeah. Why are we doing this? And this is the reason, and it's getting ready to happen. But what does imminent mean to you? Any second. Imminent to Iraq means sometime in the next 10 years. What does any minute mean to us in the next 60 seconds? Any minute to somebody at the Treasury means, well, sometime this week, next week, it could be any minute. So everybody has a ball.
Well,
it's very few people who know the actual moment that it's going to happen. And it's a lot of people being told a lot of different things. But, again, don't listen to what they say. And we've said that. Watch what they do. And they're doing things that say this is going to happen.
Okay. My last question, and then I'm going to go. So, they got to know something is going to happen. Because why would they bring all these people in, the one that made their pre-appointment, give them money still pending, I'm assuming, I don't know, but because who, how would they pay these people if they were dependent on the RV to happen in order, the reason why they did this? Wouldn't that make sense that they would have to know that this is coming in order to get their money that they gave
to the people that went in? They do know it's coming. They just don't know the exact moment in time.
When,
they do know
right.
everything's lined up for it to happen, and it wouldn't have gone that far unless it was going to happen. There's no way,
right.
guys, no way the Treasury would have stopped printing all currency except for the $100 bill unless this was going to happen. Now,
okay.
I could say, well, I can't say unless this is going to happen because they were doing it for the next stimulus package and the money that's going to be involved. But what I can say, they were actually telling their people, this is the reason we're doing it. And
mm-hmm.
that has never happened.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll wait and see what this week or next week brings us. I'm hoping it's sooner than later. And it seems like there's a lot of positive information coming out of the meeting so far, or at least what we're hearing, you know, so we just wait and
see. It is positive, but you know what? It's not anything earth-shattering because it's exactly what we expected to hear. We
yeah.
knew from the first half of the meeting what they were doing, and they're just coming to sign it and put the deal together. This is exactly what we expected to hear. Well, I haven't heard anything new yet. Let me put it that way.
Uh-huh. Well,
okay.
you know, I forgot I was talking to the – let me see. You're not the king. The king is the one that answers the phone. So I got to find a name for you. I forgot who I was talking to because you know everything of on that side over there. So I got one more question.
Oh, you said you were done after that one.
Can I ask one more question, King? I got to think a name for him. Okay, so you, what would make you feel excited, knowing everything that you know that we don't know, without, you know, getting in trouble? What would make you excited, since you're saying the things that you're hearing right now doesn't excite you? You knew that already. Other than them saying the RV has been released, you know what I'm saying? So.
What would make me excited, and the only thing is, for Texas to go back in, for me to get the phone call again and say, be on alert for the 800 number. We were told this morning's meeting that they're going out tonight. That's when I'm going to get excited again, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now we're back to this level. Because nothing that comes out that meeting is going to be announced that we didn't already know. They're not going to announce the RV on Thursday or they revalued their currency or anything else. They can say they're a sovereign nation. We already know that. Since they
right.
come out and said that, every other country is congratulating them on being a sovereign nation. So none of that is new to us. It's not going to mean a thing if they say it on Thursday because the U.S. has already acknowledged it. So
yeah. Okay.
I don't see it.
Oh.
That.
Oh.
Money.
Oh.
Bank. Treasury guy calling me saying it's over, you know. They lit the candle, they whatever they want to say. But let's go. That's when I'm gonna get excited again. Until that,
okay.
it's just a build up in any minute. All right.
So the next time we hear you all excited, we know that has happened. So that's what I'm looking for from you.
Okay.
You don't even have to tell me when I hear that laugh. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
All right.
Appreciate your info. And y'all have a good
day. I'm going to get excited when the person said this is my last question, and it really is. Then I won't get excited.
Look here, King. Look here.
Bye.
Can you be nice today? Bye.
Let me share this message that came to me. It said, today is a big day for two of your longtime supporters. This is the day they have become card-carrying members of the Medicare Old Foggy Club. These are twins.
Yeah, Alan and Linda, apparently it's their birthday, and they now qualify for Medicare. And Linda rides around with a sticker on her car window that says, "I'm old, damn it, leave me alone." So happy birthday to twins, Alan and Linda.
Wait, how old you got to be for that to happen?
What, to get Medicare? I don't know. I don't have it.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Right, happy birthday, twins. Now, this next person might be able to answer your question, Tony. 727, Erico, you're on.
I might be able to answer the question. I think that's very funny. God. Oh, my God. I'm still trying to figure out what the question was. So I guess that's my take on it. Gosh, Tony, I just, and Ray, both of you, I'm sitting here thinking to myself that everyone said, gee, the corruption's all been taken care of, and yet we have seen no sign of it. There doesn't appear to be anything public anyway that has happened. So are we just basing it upon what they said? Because they haven't done a house cleaning in the CBI. They haven't done a house cleaning in Parliament. They haven't done a house cleaning anywhere. And we certainly haven't done anything. So if half of the corruption was here and half was there, we haven't seen anything in either place that indicates anything's been done.
Well, I would agree with you 100%, except for the changes that have been made at the borders have caused a ripple effect. And that's why they started at the borders with things coming in, changing who's at the border, putting the soldiers at the border, because they figure a lot of the corruption that they could control starts right there, coming in and out of the country, which it does, moving money in and out, products being accounted for, over-accounted for, all the complication there starts with the border. So they're saying they've changed that. They're cutting people off. They're arresting people, or they're even tracking them from the border. So that's just the start of things. Now, this is where we have to see what happens with Monday, the reform paper, what happens after they leave the U.S., what kind of support did they get, what they get in writing to give Al-Kazimi his real power, and that's why do we see him going back, start arresting people, start removing people. Now, he already said next week that was his intention, to start naming names and removing people. Is this what he needed to do that? Because other than that, you're right. As the laws change, and they got one other law that they're going to bring up, it shouldn't matter with the RV or not. And they start making those arrests, then that will change everything. And that could be exactly what he said. You need to go back, complete this list, and we can get it done by the end of the month. Get it started. Make your announcements. We don't know what it is, but we do know he is warning everybody, and he has been warning them, that things won't be the same. Now, that's strictly in Iraq. And that's all we can be concerned with. Because nothing's going to change here in the U.S. until after the election. Corruption, anything else. You got to remember one thing. Most congressmen, I'm going to say, even if they don't say it to his face, they say it, but some do. They tell every president, congratulations, Mr. President. One thing you need to realize is when you leave your office, I'm going to still be in mine, okay? Because that happens 99% of the time. The president will leave his office before the congressman or the senator. So while you may be in charge, I really run this show. And that's what's happening even right now. So I don't foresee any changes. I don't foresee any actual announcements between now and the election of anybody being up for corruption charges. Now, after the election, it's going to be like we've never seen it before. And I already know that. I mean, like we've never seen it. It's going to change this entire country. Nothing we can do about it. Get our money, live our lives, let them fight their fight. Well, except vote. Absolutely can vote. So you're right. We haven't seen it. We've only heard it. But we've heard enough to know the small things are being done that lead up to the large things.
Right. I think the one thing, too, Tony, that kind of supports what you've said is not that I think you need to have that, is that there hasn't been any real bandwagon jumped on by Trump or anybody else that's campaigning with him to get to press for term limits, which was something that he mentioned briefly in his initial run for the presidency. But nothing's come of it since. And so I think that probably has hit home with him in that regard, that regardless of what happens in November, that the ones left holding all the cards are the people that are right now sitting on their hands and really not doing much, because neither party is really doing much. They can't agree on a stimulus package. They can't agree on anything else. And whether or not they're trying to stall or wait to see what's going to happen, I guess that's up in the air. But I really hope that you're right in regards to this idea that the corruption is going to blow up both there and here after the election. So I appreciate your time, gentlemen. I'm working again today, doing my part to keep the oil business working. And so I'm sorry if I left you hanging, Ray, on the answering of the question, but I
okay, I got it.
I don't want it. Good. I appreciate it.
All right, sir.
Have a great day.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye now. Yes, several members have already informed me that age 65 is the Medicare age. You qualify for Medicare at age 65. And Sweetlight has informed me that I was mispronouncing what I was reading. I was reading old F-O-G-G-Y, so I said old foggy. But she's corrected me and said that's supposed to be old fogey. And I remember hearing that before.
Okay.
And you know that expression, you know, takes one to know one. So thank you for that correction.
I don't know nothing about what y'all are talking about, but okay.
The old fogey part, I'm just thanking Sweetlight for that. And now we're here from 610 area code.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man.
Hey, sir.
G-Man.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony, and it's good to hear that you're doing better as well.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks,
make it a dynamite day.
Okay, thanks
well,
a lot.
I want you to have some of that barbecue. I need some of it myself. But I also got to tell you guys this. I'm glad you came in. I know we had an issue on Monday's call. And I know Ray's first concern was the bill didn't get paid, and he had to go pay it, even though he's looking into some other things. And I know we need to do better. So I'm just going to say that, Ray. All right.
All right.
Yeah. All right. What's next, guys?
Next is 818 area code.
Good morning, Ray and Tony.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. God bless you guys. I want to thank you once again for all your perseverance, pressing through week after week, knowing that this RV is going to happen. Now, I agree that Trump is going to do the RV before the election so that he gets the credit. Is there anything that you can think of that Trump can do that can force the hand of Iraq to cooperate to do this RV?
Well, he doesn't have to. You guys got to realize Iraq already wants to do it. They've always wanted to do it because it gives their money more purchasing power. It gives them a better standing in the world. We have been holding Iraq back from doing it for years. The U.S. is the ones holding them back because they want them to be more than just the money. They want to have the foundation that goes with it. And that's what they've been trying to force them to do. And that's easier said than done, guys. Get rid of Iran, period. Get rid of the Iranian influence. Get rid of the militia. Get rid of the corruption. Educate your people. It's things that don't happen as fast as we all would like for them to. And yet some of them absolutely could, as far as Iranian influence or that. And we say they could publicly do it. They could never actually do it because there's too many people in their government that are loyal to Iran and will be for years to come. So it's a fight that's going to go on and on and on. But as long as we know the right leadership is there, they're heading in that direction, they put the right laws in place that we, the U.S., and the international community can go in and enforce, then things can go from there. So it's not Iraq, guys, believe me. I mean, Iraq is corrupt, but they've been corrupt forever. Again, that's the way they were taught. You can't get mad at somebody when that's all they know. I mean, they only got an eighth grade education. So they're only going to know what they know. And what they know is, I'm supposed to lie to the West. I'm supposed to take everything I can from them and from everybody else. it's a difficult thing changing a mindset and a way of life. Even though they see, you know, the carrot at the end of the stick, it's hard to get to, or there's so many pitfalls on the way that most of them just give up. But we're trying to make it happen. That's all we can look at. All right.
Thank you, Tony. That's an excellent answer. Okay, now, last week you were saying that Wells Fargo is going to start taking foreign currency in bank accounts and keeping it in the actual foreign currency and not switching it over. Did you find out if they're doing that yet?
They're not going to do that until after the RV is announced. They're supposed to start multi-currency accounts. I mean, they do it right now, but just for businesses and large accounts, but they're supposed to be doing it for individuals once the RV occurs.
Oh, okay. And then that one bank that's offering the $8 for the dong, that bank is not in the state where I live. But since you know about the $8 for the dong, I would think that Wells Fargo also knows what you know. And they know that that one bank is offering $8 for the dong. So do you think Wells Fargo is going to match or honor that $8 for the dong?
No, just off the top, no. Because if they know that, they also know very few people know that. They may know some people on this call, that call, but there's 10 million people out there or 15 million people now, however. They're not going to offer it to them when they don't have to. They may offer it to you if that's part of your negotiation. But that's just the privilege you get of being a TNT member.
Yeah, hallelujah. That's why I'm glad I'm a member. Okay, so what currency, by the way, I don't have to go to the gym Monday, Wednesday, and Friday because I laugh so hard I get stomach muscles strong.
Okay. Good. Two for one, right? Look, all right.
Okay, so what currency are you going to buy after the RV to reinvest your money?
So, again, you know, I may double dip depending on what I'm getting as far as the dinar is concerned. But other than that, we do have a list of the next basket, and we've had it for years. And so I'll have to go out and see did it change or get it updated. But I do know they don't want us giving that list out, especially not now or then. And you're going to have to be qualified investors to participate in the next round.
Hmm. Qualified investors to purchase different currency after the RV? Or qualified investors to exchange the currency after the first RV.
Okay, so you know how we went and bought hundreds of thousands of dinar, millions of dinar, dong, and everything else. What's going to happen after this new law? You're going to have to justify buying that kind of currency, plane ticket, vacation incentive, something, and then at a certain number that you're a qualified investor because they'll see you're buying it for investment purposes. Now, that won't stop you from going on 4X and investing in things, but it will from actual purchases just holding the currency. It's going to be a little different.
That's interesting. Okay, so because I bought my currency from Wells Fargo, so they're saying that I'm not going to be able to pick up the phone and call Wells Fargo and say, okay, I want to get $1,000 of this particular currency today. They're going to say, are you a qualified investor?
Well, maybe not at $1,000, but believe me, after this, the least amount you'll be thinking about is $1,000. You'll be giving me $50,000 of this, give me $100,000 of this. You know, I want $2 million of this. It's going to be a whole different game.
Okay, Tony or Ray, are you going to hold back any of your currency and not sell it and just keep it, you know, for the future?
I'm exchanging all mine. Every piece.
What about you?
Because I believe I can have my money working to make money. I don't need to be holding something, hopefully. But anyway.
Ray? What about you, Ray?
Well, depends on the dong. If it comes out at 47, I'm not going to exchange it until it grows to 137, if that's the case. But then I'll get rid of it. I'm not planning on holding currency for 4, 5, 6 years just to be holding currency.
Right. I was thinking about holding some back just because.
Just because what?
In case it goes up more.
Well, what happens if it goes down?
Then you got to wait for it to go up like we have been for the last 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah,
All right.
Okay, do you personally know anyone whose funds are 100% liquid? They RV'd and they're 100% liquid.
Not in the last couple of years, no. In the beginning, absolutely. Because they were paying people. And like I said, they were actually wiring their money out of the country as they were getting paid. So, yes, their people were 100% paid. In the last couple of years, people have gotten partial payments and even gotten payments through other means using the currency as collateral.
Yeah, I heard that Sotheby's Real Estate will take currency to buy homes. I didn't verify that, but that's what I heard. That's pretty cool.
Well, again, a couple years ago, they were doing that. I don't know if they're doing it now. And even if they did do it now, I wouldn't do it if I don't have the RV rate. Because look at what you're giving for that home. No way in the world.
Mm-hmm. All right, so are the rates still grayed out?
Yes.
Okay. We know Texas is not manned today. Are any other banks manned?
They are in. The other banks are in exchange
locations.
They're
all in. Huh? And the federal government's paying for their salary?
Well, the bank is paying them, but yes, they have a contract with the Treasury Department. Huh?
Do you think the NDA is going to say the mandatory that we have to turn in all of our currency, and that we're not holding any back?
No.
Okay.
I don't think that's what the NDA is about.
Okay. Should we still expect $28.50 for the dinar or more?
Absolutely. That is still the contract rate.
Now, you said that the RV cannot change in the middle of our stock exchange here in the United States. So does that mean we have to wait every day until, what, is it 2 p.m. Eastern time that the stock exchange ends in the United States?
Well, what I said is it wouldn't make sense for it to change and people get caught in transactions because it's not just the dinar. It's going to affect a whole bunch of currencies. Rates are going to change because of they hold dinar reserves, these other countries, and the way that rates are formulated now. And the formula that they use is going to cause a bunch of countries' rates to adjust at the same time. So with just being the dinar, the dong, the rupiah, the Afghani, I mean, all those are going to change at the same time. They're all doing Forex transactions. They're all doing global transactions. They're all doing market transactions. So it's going to affect all of that. And when people are right in the middle of one, so I never see it happening in the middle of the day unless they do what we've known to happen. Twice the market is shut down for 15 minutes. Could happen in there because it stops all transactions. So they'd have to do something like that or do it when the market is closed. Only time they can do it.
And is it closed at 2 p.m. Eastern time?
The Forex market doesn't close then, but the the commodities market does.
When's the Forex market close?
Forex stays open 24 hours a day except for Saturday and Sunday. I mean, it closes Friday after 4. It opens up Sunday at 2. Every other market closes every day at 4 o'clock.
Friday after 4, Sunday at 2. Okay. All right, I got that. Let's see, where's my next question? I got a question for you, Ray. I already have... Got to put Ray in the mix here. Okay. He's one sharp individual when it comes to trust. Okay, I already have a 501c3 nonprofit that helps needy people. I'm the president. And so I was thinking about making a charitable remainder trust and put some assets in there. Am I understanding it correctly that once I put the assets in there that I can take income while I'm alive, and then upon my death, then the principal goes to the charity?
I'm not sure, but whoever you're going to buy it through, they can answer that for you.
Whoever's going to set it up for you,
they can answer that. Whoever you're paying for the service to set it up for you, they can answer that question for you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. You've always been a blessing. I ask that God continue to bless you, Ray, and Tony, and everything you do and in every endeavor, and that God's angels go with you and protect you.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Bye.
All right. 865 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate all of your connecting the dots for us on this. I will credit Tish for this, calling it a Watching Washington Wednesday, given that that's what we do seem to be doing. And in turn, I'd like it to become our Well-Found Wednesday. Given that the Iraqi delegation is over here, a lot of the articles really are just saying, and other dignitaries, that sort of thing. Was wondering if your sources have verified, clarified, made it clear or anything, is Shabibi part of that delegation? And the reason for my asking, I confess my rose-colored, dinar-colored glasses are on, and knowing really kind of the honoring that they do to their seniors, elders kind of over there, whether or not Shabibi could be part of the meeting with the president tomorrow with Kazemi, and that there would be some sort of announcement that it's already done, not that they had, you know, Mother May I sort of thing, but that it would be paying tribute to Shabibi for the role that he had helped play in all of this. Am I really stretching things?
So,
yes.
You'd rather
okay.
go with Mother May I than kiss the ring, first of all.
No, it's not the Mother May I. They have already done it, and they are coming over here proudly announcing and being able to honor Shabibi as the senior statesman in the financial world over there in Iraq and, you know, paying tribute to him and going their merry way. And it's Thursday. It's prior to their holy day on Friday. And they do it tomorrow. And our 10-day TNT Super Fantastic project would still be in August because it still would be August.
So what I'm hearing is that those little rose-colored glasses you bought at the 99-cent store that was paper thin and looked cute have now turned to some Coke bottle glasses because you can't see nothing? Is that what you're telling me?
Probably so.
Oh, my God.
Wishful thinking Wednesday, then.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Yeah. Girl, you are stretching it way out there.
Okay. Well, I can always hope. You know, but no, there was a serious question in that from the standpoint of whether or not there had been any sort of reference that perhaps secreted in with the Iraqi delegation is Shabibi, recognizing that he is really the senior statesman, senior citizen of the Iraqi delegation.
Somebody said that he was coming with them. Hear that? But we have seen nothing. They had a whole big parade for them, blocked off the streets yesterday for the delegation in Washington, D.C. Let them make their speeches and their hellos. Not one word from Shabibi. No. They got appointments scheduled for today. They got Trump at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Shabibi is not on the schedule.
He's the surprise announcement that will be there at 9:01 a.m.
I would love to see that.
I've got such thick
though.
Glasses. Okay. Well, that's all I had for you at this point, because like I say, 10 days from whenever this insanity comes to an end, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project would be, and it sure would be nice if that were to be August 30th, and in order to do that, they will have to announce everything to the world on August 20th, and that's tomorrow.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and have a great day, and stay getting better. We want you to be in full fettle here when it happens. And you too, Ray. Take it easy.
All right.
We appreciate it.
All right. Thank
Thanks
you.
Again. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
916 area code. You are on.
Yeah. You already answered my question. I tried to put my hand down, but thank you.
All right,
okay,
thank you, sir.
708 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm calling before. I just have like one quick question, but before I ask, do you mind playing the birthday song for my dear friend and fellow listener, Delana?
Birthday song for who?
Delana.
Delana, okay.
Is your daughter, you said?
No. Her name. She's a dear friend, and she's also listening right now.
Oh, a friend. Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, happy birthday.
You know life.
What?
That was the remix.
This hurt my head.
Okay.
Coming up.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
So then the other question is, with regards to giving money away to people who aren't nonprofits. I think Ray, you mentioned before, like for the other caller's son setting up an entity and having them run it. Do you have any other suggestions for people who maybe aren't family or who own businesses? Like, should we buy stock in their company as a way to give money? Or what do you have, any other suggestions for giving money to people?
Oh, there's numerous ways. I was just only referencing the best ways to do it. And that's through an entity or a charity. But there's plenty of other ways that you can do that, like the one you suggested, buying it in their stock or whatever that was you said. So.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Thanks for playing the song. You guys, we'll keep our fingers crossed for this to take place soon.
All right.
Okay. Tell Delana I said happy birthday. Even though she's listening,
I will.
Next time she can dial in herself. Okay.
I think she tried, but either way, thank you. I'll let her know.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Next time we won't be here unless he's going to have another birthday in a week.
Oh, okay.
832 Erico, you're on.
Aloha, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Aloha.
Aloha, this is Dr. Greg from Lanikai Beach on Oahu. I have rather specific questions with regard to how things might be handled in the Hawaiian Islands. Specifically, we only have two Tier 2 banks, and I think you know there's no branch banking here. And you've alluded to the fact, or stated the fact, that we don't have to go to California, or I don't have to go back to Texas, which I know is your favorite state, to do my transactions.
Understanding is they will have exchange centers in Hawaii. I can't tell you exactly where they are or who they're through, but I'm being told they will have exchange centers in Hawaii.
I'm concerned because I feel they won't have representatives from the other banks here because we have the COVID restriction, which I'm currently in. I'm in day 7 of 14. So I know there likely won't be representatives. And I'm concerned that that is going to limit my negotiating powers with these, with whomever it is I am working with. My current plan that I am executing is I found the strongest wealth manager on Oahu, and I will have him representing me, feeling that perhaps this could help us get appropriate treatment with regards to rates and investment. Tony, do you have any other ideas?
Well, no, I think you did the right thing, I guess. I mean, if you're unsure, he's the strongest in investment banker there. He should have enough contacts. And if all else fails, get on a plane. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
If you're hearing about rates are different or things are being different in the state and you can't make it happen in Hawaii, then get on a plane. Okay.
Thank you. You just helped me significantly with my significant other. One of the reasons that we are here is because we're meeting our grandbaby for the first time. And the other is that there are opportunities. I'm a physician, and there are other opportunities, and this community needs service in my specialty. So those were the two reasons we chose to come. But thank you. But telling me that if it makes sense to get on a plane, go back to my banking relationships in Texas and Houston, then that I just wanted a second voice, and yours is a strong one. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Well, and at first, I apologize for not saying I so appreciate all the education that you have provided to all of us for all of these years. It's been just magnificent, your patience and willingness to restate that which has already been stated. Is, as a physician, I know how challenging it can be when we have those that haven't processed our information. But thank you for saying it one more time in a different way. That is just a fantastic skill set that you and your brother have brought forward with regard to your education. And with that, I wish you all the aloha from the Islanders that I have represented. Yes.
Let me tell you something real quick before you go, though. First of all, you say you and your brother, and my brother leaves y'all hanging all the time. He don't care.
What I'm going to say about my brother is I won the lottery
I'm going to tell you something for real, though. Hold on.
Okay.
I was sitting with a friend of mine, and he's a doctor, and he's 75 years old, though. We were sitting out at the cigar lounge smoking yesterday, and we're talking, and, you know, he broke his back horseback riding. I'm just trying to give you guys the whole story. So messed up his disc in his back and everything else. And he was sitting there and he was telling me, you know, I went through all this. I went through all the surgeries, everything else. And he said, I am a doctor. He said, but the worst thing through all is when my doctor told me nothing else I can do for you. Just go lay down. I never did that. In all my years as a doctor, I always left my patients with hope. If nothing else,
right.
I'll figure something out. But when you leave here, feel good, know that I'm working, I have hope. And he said, that caused me more pain than anything. There was no hope. So I try to say the same thing here regardless, guys. We're going to figure it out. We're going to work through it. If we don't have the answer, we'll find the answer. But one thing we're going to do is keep doing what we're doing. So thank you. And we'll work through it. I just want to tell you I appreciate that. And that's one
thank
of the reasons
you for your
why.
Service. Thank you for your services. They are very, very deeply appreciated by so many of us, as the other calls have all reflected. Good luck. God bless you both. And aloha.
Aloha, all right,
thank
sir.
You,
thank you.
All right.
Okay. It's wrap it up time.
Oh, okay. We're here. All right. So, just got a little text here. It says, Kazemi's meeting with the IMF while he's in the U.S. and talking about the IMF and Iraq working together for the economic reforms to take place. So, again, some of the stuff that we mentioned earlier. So, all right, guys. It was a quiet news weekend, quiet news Monday, quiet news today. But we know it's all building up till tomorrow, and hopefully they finalize the agreements and things go in hyperspeed after that. So, still hearing could happen at any minute, and I'm sure it could because everything's been completed. We just don't know when that minute is. Not personally looking for it until Saturday morning, at least. If they're going to have their meeting tomorrow and leave on Friday. But they could leave right after the meeting. I don't know. But Friday is their holy day, so I don't see it happening. Surprise me, I'll be happy. But we do know it is happening. We do know all the steps have been taken. We do know on the U.S. side now, everybody says it's a go and could be any minute. So those are the things we should be excited about. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll tweet out something if there is. Ray will put it in the form. or we'll do another call. That's what it takes. But until then, enjoy your day, right?
Okay. That's going to do it for today's call. We'll return on Friday for our regularly scheduled call. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Oh, you gotta believe.
Ain't time to abound now. Your time will get saved.
your storm is over, I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.